This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? I was just saying to Jay,
I used to have a contest
on the air, and it was called "What's My Sound?" What's this sound? And I would have all kinds of different paraphernalia from the farm, different tools, different things that were not necessarily easy to identify. But people are persistent, and they would, and I'd have a swell prize for whoever it was that was able to figure out what the sound was. So you were wondering, what I have, as do most men and most women, a hair in various places that needs to be removed. So, you know, sometimes shaving, it doesn't quite get to the places where you need to get rid of the hair. I think there's nothing maybe more gross than talking about this, more gross than having somebody who has hair in their nostrils or coming out of their ears. You know how some people, you've seen some people, mostly folks who are Middle Eastern or from Southeast Asia, that don't seem to worry too much about that stuff growing out
or
of their ears.
People of a certain age that are just like, you know what?
Right. Don't pay attention.
Hey, who I am, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Gross. So anyway,
it
that was
really gross.
Right.
Rudy Giuliani shaving his beard over.
Right. Soon. Yes. Well, more gross than that, the 20-year-old who was on his staff that says that he did the nasty, and so she's suing him for $10 million. And I'm guessing probably she's gonna get it, or some of it anyway. Okay, let's talk about leadership, shall we, here on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. It's the 16th of May. We're trying to lead, and so the Giuliani thing brings me around to asking why people pay attention to or follow folks who are jerks. Would you follow a jerk? Now, I guess it depends on your definition, because a lot of people think Trump's a jerk, and some people think that Biden is a jerk, or whoever, your boss. Let's not talk about the politics. Let's talk about your next-door neighbor. Let's talk about somebody in your family. Let's talk about people who
loving to hate things. It's almost a hobby. A lot of people will watch TV shows or movies that they hate because they love to hate it. Look at reality television, where it's the bigger the jerk someone is.
Housewives of Los Angeles. What in the world? What do you see? What do you feel? What do you get out of having conversations like that or listening or watching? I just don't get it. But at any rate, some people are following folks like that, and You don't understand why. I certainly don't understand what there is about that sort of thing that intrigues people. But you know what? That's why there are, Heinz 57, or that's why there are 34 different kinds of ice cream in my ice cream bus on the farm. It's hard to figure out. Graduation season is upon us, and there are a lot of people who are just getting out of school. Some people have jobs, some people don't. There are a lot of things that have changed in the past couple of decades when it comes to going to school. And I guess where you go to school used to count. I don't know. Does it count as much? Do people pay attention to a Yale degree or to a Harvard degree?
I think they still pay attention to Ivy League, yes.
Yeah, I guess they do, yeah, right.
But as far as anything else goes, state school versus typical university that's not Ivy League, or even community college, I'm not sure that there's much difference anymore on that level.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Ivy League, I think so, yes.
Right.
But anything else, probably not.
There are political science teachers, professors, students of political science who are trying to figure out why a state would go red or why a state would go blue. And what is there? Is it something that's changing in the philosophy of people who live there? Are the Democrats, are they educating the public as to why you should be a Democrat? Or are the Republicans educating? Well, you've hit the nail on the head. That's what's happening. College graduates who have been in big eastern cities, especially Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, even down in Charlotte. These people are moving to Atlanta, Austin, Dallas, Denver, Houston, Nashville, Phoenix, places like that, out of New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, the big cities, nope. And many times it's because it's a doggone expensive. My children have been through this and don't really know what to do. My daughter is just moving next week into a new house. They've been looking for a year to move, and they were trying to find a house that they could buy, but they don't have enough for a down payment, so they've rented, which is, this house is the nicest place they've been in, frankly, and it has a bedroom for Gramps. So that was one attraction.
That is
Miles
very
thinks
nice.
That Gramps should stay overnight. Gramps, you can't just sleep on the couch? No, Miles, I'm not going to sleep on the couch. Anyway, the idea of having the money, you go to an Ivy League school, as we were just discussing, and you stay working in New York or Chicago or Los Angeles, and you still can't afford to live there. Even, you know, you get out of school, maybe you're making $100,000 a year. A lot of graduates are if they're in special areas, they're mm-hmm. making that kind of dough, and sometimes more. People who've grown up and have gone to school in San Francisco, let's say, or Washington, they're leaving, and they're going to places that are, A, less expensive. They are less fractionalized, if you will. And so you see these trends. And so the Republicans and the Democrats love to take credit. See, look, we're fixing it. People are changing their mind. No, the places that are becoming more Democrat that used to be Republican, most of the time, if you really look into it, it's because the people who are moving there have a different philosophy. Let's just face it. Eastern big cities have a more liberal philosophy toward life, people who live in them, than it does the people who live in St. Louis, let's say, or Cincinnati, or, you know, name the city. And so that's why a lot of the politics is changing, and frustrating political science people are trying to figure out, how can we get this person to win? I thought it was pretty interesting. Today there are some primaries. There are primary elections in three states. Let's see here. Republicans are trying to pick a candidate for governor of Kentucky. In Philadelphia, they're trying to figure out who's going to be the next mayor. There's a reset in Florida, as a matter of fact. So the elections are in Kentucky and Pennsylvania and Florida today, and of course the Republicans say, wow, we're going to do well. We'll win the governorship of Kentucky. Watch, where everybody loves us. Let's see here. It's also going to be a good day for Republicans. So they say, they are saying all of these states will do well. But I think it will really be interesting to see tomorrow at this time what really has happened. There are lots of Republican candidates who are looking at the Kentucky race specifically here. But there's, you know, in, let's see, governor in Kentucky is a Democrat at the moment. So the Republicans say, we're going to knock him off because he doesn't have family values, or whatever it is that they come up with for arguments or running
points.
Isn't
that interesting? Because that is a valid one that people say, the family values one. It either matters profusely or it is so insignificant. It's so mm-hmm. polarizing. There's no in-between.
So is this going to be a good bellwether for Republicans? Well, that's what the Republicans will tell you. Whether or not that's true remains to be seen. So if everybody who is running today in these three primaries wins, everybody who's a Republican contender, or if they're all Republicans, is that going to be a warning sign for the Democrats? Da-da-da-da! I don't know. I think it's politics changes. We were talking about this. I went to a meeting of local business people last night here and talking about how things change, what the balance is on the city council, and will it change? Well, things always change, back and forth like a pendulum, one way, the other way. We react, we act, and then we react, right? That's the way it is. But I will tell you something. Go back to what I was saying a few minutes ago about people who live in these big cities moving to the Midwest and changing the political realities. Also, it's a pretty damnable indictment, if you will, you want to use that word, of the housing costs and what we have to make in order to live and to stay in, or to buy a house or to stay in a house. You know, it's not easy. And so that's why a lot of people have moved. This is sometimes it's easy if you're working from home now because of the pandemic, easier to pick up and move, right? Than it was like you and your husband. You were living in Nashville for a number of years, and mm-hmm. you know, you work remotely. He sort of did, even though the program he's working on was headquartered in Nashville. He can do that anywhere.
So we thought. They didn't
well, anyway.
Him. He had to leave the job.
Yeah. Do something else, yeah. Well, listen, there are people who are changing their jobs as well. That's a kind of, it's just okay. I mean, if I can't get what I want out of my job, I'm going to quit my job and go find a job that I like, which is really, you know, it's intelligent. Why would you not want to work? Yeah, for the day you wake up and you don't want to go to work, hello, time to find a new job. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is turning around his political persuasiveness, if that's what it is, trying to appeal to working class voters. He says he's going to create jobs that don't require a college degree. That's one of the messages. As we have all these college graduations and people don't have jobs, it's a pretty interesting message. I don't know, he's going to create them. He, like the president's supposed to be the end-all and be-all. Business has to create jobs. And Mr. President, knock, knock, you can't tax them into oblivion and expect them to stay around and to follow your program. Oh, unless there's a great government giveaway that will help these people hire folks with government aid. So let me think about this for a second. You're going to tax people who are job creators so that they pay more, so that the government can take the money that you're paying them and create jobs for the people that you can't pay because you're paying taxes to the government. Does anybody see the illogic there? Is there any logic to that at all? The answer is no. There is no logic to it whatsoever. At any rate, I just think I find this, the housing discussion, the political discussions, and taxes all are a discussion that go hand in hand, frankly. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Now,
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm here with Jay Kirshner as we focus on some celebrity news, social media things, things that are trending. And this is pretty interesting. We were just talking about where Anne Heche has her ashes has been laid to rest at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Both Jay and I are pretty familiar with Los Angeles. When did you work there? When were you there, Jay?
I was there, I want to say 2004 to 2007-ish, somewhere around there, so a very long time ago.
Yeah. And where did you live? Where were you working? Was it out at this end? Was it the east end of L.A. or the west end of L.A.?
Well, I started off in Studio City, and then I was there for a year, and then the rest of the time I lived in Santa Monica, down the street from the pier, actually. It was great.
Where?
The best way to spend your early 20s.
Where was it?
Colorado Boulevard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was down in Ocean Park. That's where I had a couple of houses. And then over on the other side in Santa Monica Canyon. So on either you were in the middle of those two.
What a small world.
That is a small world. Yep, yep. Anyway, so we were talking about where Anne Heche has been buried. And we'll give you that. And sort of the strange reality of even after all this time, why was she not laid to rest in a manner of speaking? Why? We'll see if we can come up with the answer to that right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgens tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgens can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgens can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
All right, so Anne Heche. The story here, and then the story behind the story, is that Anne was laid to rest on Mother's Day in a ceremony for those who loved her. She was given her final resting place at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And so we were trying to remember where that is, down the mausoleum. This is where some of the biggest names in showbiz have been laid to rest. She was, her crypt is across from Chris Cornell and Johnny Ramone, next to Mickey Rooney, with a great, it's a great view of the lake that's there, near the Garden of the Legends. So a good place for somebody like her. She certainly was a reputed and well-received actress. We all remember what happened when her car slammed into that house and caught
fire.
That
was so heartbreaking. And there were so many different stories, because she was relatively alert when they had pulled her out, but she suffered so much damage, smoke inhalation and the brain damage, where she ended up being considered legally brain dead. And in the state of California, that is declared legally dead, because she was not going to come back, and they were basically keeping her body alive because she was an organ donor. So her death did not go in vain. I think that might be the silver lining, and that might be something that her family, especially her son Homer, can, I guess, think about or hold on to, that her death saved other lives.
Yeah, it wasn't clear whether she wanted to be buried there or the son wanted her to be buried there, but it's, you know, it is what it is. It's a place to go where people of that energy are respected and revered. So that's the story of the last resting place for Anne Heche here at 28 After. This is Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go, and you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The FBI responded to the scathing report by Special Counsel John Durham that found the Department of Justice and FBI failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law when it launched the Trump-Russia investigation Crossfire Hurricane hoax. In a statement, the agency said dozens of corrective actions were done. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News last night.
The same pattern. Create the lie. Big media runs with the lie. Big tech amplifies the lie. When we try to tell the truth, they call us names. The one thing that is always proven right is we were right about it all along.
A fire roared through a hostel in New Zealand's capital of Wellington overnight, killing at least 6 people and forcing others to flee the 4-story building in what a fire chief called this morning his worst nightmare. The hostel has 92 rooms. Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Going to be a good day.
Now, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Talk to me.
Talk, talk, talk. We're here to talk. Talk is not cheap when it comes to this program. I'll tell you that. All right, so here we go. 34 after the hour, another half hour of paying attention to what's happened overnight, last 24 hours, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if you don't get to pick up on all the pieces, you can listen to the Good Day Show at gooddayshow.com all through the day. Plus, our download, the most recent one, is a focus in part on how this woman became a multimillionaire. She was homeless. And then she scratched the ticket and bingo bango. And then we have the story about security at the Taylor Swift concerts and how that's becoming a problem. The Money Pit host Tom Kreidler helping you figure out how to do your bathroom grout the right way. Saving money on kitchen cabinets, that's also improvement. And I like to help people, solutions to problems. That's part of what we have here on the conversational
Good Day program. Also, you know, when we are talking about issues also, what's the fix to the immigration problem? Well, we have ideas, pass them along one way or another. It's hard sometimes to understand how people think, Jay. I think we go through that every day. So I give you the words of a theologian, Sadie and Doug, a theologian named Kierkegaard. Any good philosophy student has studied Kierkegaard's work. He writes, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. I think that's so penetrating, right? You look in the rearview mirror, okay, what did I do? Can't do anything about that.
Yes.
But the lessons learned can help us in the future.
Well, and that's, yeah, that's one of those sayings, the you learn and you live. You live and you learn.
Live and learn.
And yes, yeah, you look, you have to learn from the past. You can't learn from the future. It hasn't happened yet.
So,
I like that one.
I saw this, a couple of things here that I want to. I use the term beauty, but not in a positive sense. You know, you've heard the expression, oh, that guy's a beauty, right? So, who was it that decided to play a speech on a train in Austria by Adolf Hitler?
Yeah.
There was a record.
Isn't that awful?
You gotta be nuts. It was Heil Hitler, Sieg Heil, on the train speaker system. Apparently, there have been some incidents like this in the recent past. One passenger said that everybody on the train was shocked. And this is something. The train arrived in Vienna, and this was on the loudspeaker before. Apparently, they had a couple of different episodes of speeches. There was a 30-second piece of a Hitler speech, mm-hmm. and that's when the Sieg Heil was heard on the train. Yeah.
They basically broke into the sound system and started playing these.
What kind of nuts? That's what I'm saying. What a beauty, right?
The hate, hatred.
Okay, so here's another one. The Mexican ambassador has criticized Senator John Kennedy, no relation. This guy's a Republican from Louisiana. Mr. Kennedy made some comments at a hearing last week. And so the ambassador for Mexico has taken Mr. Kennedy to task. There was a hearing about the DEA and trying to deal with fentanyl and why so much of it is being moved into the U.S. from Mexico. The size of the stuff that's getting over, how it's getting over. I mean, that's on both countries, I would think. But anyway, this guy Kennedy spoke about the size of the economy in Mexico and whether the U.S. should even be buying anything from Mexico. We have things, trucks and cars made in Mexico, washing machines made in Mexico. They're all sold in America. We're helping your economy, and basically you're screwing us by allowing this stuff to go on. And there's a point to that that has some merit, frankly. But then he goes too far. He says, quote, this is speaking at the hearing, quote, without the people of America, Mexico would be eating cat food out of a can and living in a tent behind an Outback Steakhouse, I think is what he's referring to. So then the ambassador for Mexico sent a two-page letter. His name is Esteban Montezuma. He said, quote, as I was listening to my initial reaction, I wanted to answer you in the same low, uninformed, and arrogant tone as the one you used. But it's always better to use your brain instead of your guts. So I recall the vibrant relationship that exists between Mexico and the U.S. I thought of the 33 million American tourists who came to Mexico last year, eager to learn about our culture, the $800 billion worth of trade between our two countries, the delicious Mexican food that most Americans consume, and so forth and so on. I guess he told him. or did he? I mean, I'm thinking about this kind of stuff, and what does it get you?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you know, what does
just
it get
hatred
you?
Hatred breeding more hate.
Yeah, no. But the question remains, frankly, about solving the problem of the drugs in America. And is the problem, is it made worse by the stuff coming? We have an epidemic of bad drugs. But then, shouldn't we be looking in the mirror at ourselves? Why is it that there is such a drug, why is there so much consumerism based on drugs? That's on us. That's not on them. They may make it easier for us to get the stuff, but why are we on it to begin with? Right? Isn't that a reasonable question to ask?
Mm-hmm. And where why does it start? Does it start from street stuff or does it start from prescriptions? And I think both are valid. A lot of people just start using drugs on their own, or they are in environments where it is very easily accessible. The adults around them, if they are younger, are probably doing it. And then you have, on the flip side, somebody who had a severe injury and needed some kind of prescription, and then they became addicted.
Yeah, and on it goes. So it's not an easy thing to deal with, but I think the congressman didn't. Listen, I was talking earlier about Hispanic surnames and what happens when we get into some of these circumstances, what people just kind of assume is going on. And I think it had to do with the discussion we were having about DeSantis eliminating the diversity, equality, and inclusion funding in public schools in Florida, and what the left will do with that. He claims that woke ideology is racially divisive and discriminatory. He said that his state is state-sanctioned racism around the country, teaches children to hate our country or to hate each other. I don't know where to go with that. I think there are a lot of things being taught in school that are, I'm not sure it's racism, but there certainly is discrimination in school that is either implied or taught or somehow or other make its way into the individual curriculum. So that we are indoctrinated to think things that aren't true about discrimination, about exclusion. I think there is a lot of exclusion based on skin color, religion, all that stuff. I think that goes on. But to pound people over the head with it in a more formal way, it's really not the job of public schools to do that. I think it's your job, if you're a parent, to teach your children. And a lot of people are very prejudiced, and so that's what falls into the children. But
yeah,
what,
and that's one
why,
of the scary things, that no matter how wonderful of a parent you are, no matter how tight of a ship you run your own household, there are outside factors that will influence your children. Those are teachers.
Of course there
are. Those are counselors. Those are their friends' parents.
Yep, for sure. All right, the attack on the congressional staffers, Representative Jerry Conley of Virginia, the two that were in the hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. But this guy goes in with a steel baseball bat and destroys the office, whacks one of the staffers in the head, and the other one was I don't know where, I'm not sure what her story was, but she was there as an intern, I think, on her first day. So the suspect was identified as Juan Ca Tran Pham, who lives in Conley's district. He's in custody, charged with aggravated malicious assault, wounding. He went into the district office asking for Conley. Conley wasn't there. So he got out the bat and hit this guy in the side of his head. Now, there have been a lot of threats. And again, here we are. And this can sound any way you can take this any way you want to. We have become a mosaic, not a melting pot. We have these people that come here expecting whatever comes in terms of information to not only people south of the border, but people that live in Southeast Asia. I don't know where this guy comes from, but he didn't come from Mexico. So then, what's that do to, once again, the people who have surnames like that? Folks who think, we get to the point where we're now getting pretty exclusionary, and then you go back to, well, should we be teaching people about these people all being human beings, and we have a diverse society?
Not everybody is the same. Well, look at what happened after 9/11, and
pretty much
anybody of Middle Eastern descent.
What happened World War II, the Japanese internment camps, and the people in California want to pay them like they want to pay families of slaves.
And how long ago was it that anybody of Irish descent?
Yep, Italians too.
And Italians.
Irish need not apply. Italians need not apply. We seem to be a part of the human condition is that we are discriminating, and we don't like anybody that doesn't look like us or sounds like us or acts like
us. Or has a name like ours.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
All right. All right. We have, let's spend a few minutes with Uri Geller. We got that. Now, you know what? Let's do Uri tomorrow, James. I didn't get all the pieces of the pie put together, so if we can do early when we have more time, because we only have a minute or two here. Peloton has recalled a couple of million bikes. Are you a Peloton user? I've forgotten whether you had a bike, Peloton bike.
No, not a Peloton.
Yeah. This has become very popular, certainly during the pandemic. There were lots of people buying these bikes to get... You know, they're stationary, so you can ride them in your office.
But they're so interactive where you can actually take a class. Like a lot of the electric bikes, it has pre-programmed stuff that you can do, where this is an actual class. It's a real instructor on the other side. You can compete against other people who are doing a class at the exact same time you are. Or if you just want to ride your bike, you don't have to take a class. They have rowing machines and treadmills. Mm. It is a great concept. It's a great item, product, but this recall.
Well, people have been falling off the bikes because of the seat breaking.
It's not funny, but it seems like one of those videos that goes viral of somebody like going really hard and then all of a sudden the seat just breaks and
falls off. Right, exactly. So now there have been a number of lawsuits against them, and so not only is Peloton paying the fine, but Dick's and some of these other places, Dick's Sporting Goods and these other companies that sell this stuff are going to have to pay as well. So there's a heads up for you. We're at 48 after the hour.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad.
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro-X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro-X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro-X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or OReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Television show or movie? Sounds like Dallas to me. All right, let's figure it out. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Movie moments, videos, we're on to whatever moves on the screen, even if it's an ant crossing from one side to the other. Chuck is there to cover it. All right, so Chuck, what's going on?
First question for you. Did you watch Dallas, the TV show?
No. I never liked it.
I loved it. That was one of the great opening theme musics, overhead shots of Dallas. The overhead shot of Dallas Cowboys, the stadium. Great opening shot. So anyway, this day in TV history, May 16, 1985, the infamous Bobby Ewing shower sequence took place. It was one of the most riskiest decisions in the history of television that worked, meaning that they killed off Patrick Duffy's character, Bob Ewing, the season before. The season was not very good. The creative staff knew that the show was in trouble. They needed him back. He agreed to come back, and they made the whole sequence, the whole season prior, a dream. Now, some people said that was jumping the shark, but it actually worked very, very well. Patrick Duffy, as Bobby Ewing on that show, Doug, was equally as great as J.R. Ewing,
Hagman.
Larry Hagman's character. He was great. They needed each other, almost like a Batman-Joker sort of scenario. Very good stuff.
Yep. Speaking about sharks, I see they're going to make another Meg movie. I thought they killed
Meg.
They
did. It comes out in August. It's Meg 2, The Trench. They released a trailer last week. It looks like a $200 million Sharknado movie. It's bombastic, but that's what they're going for.
But what happened to the shark and the Meg in the last movie?
There's more Megs. There's two more Megs in this one.
Oh, there's more Megs.
More Megs, yes.
Yeah, they got rid of the one.
I got to be honest with you. I'd rather see a really good Jaws sequel than a Meg movie. But
I saw a piece of it when Jason Statham is in a submarine and the Meg's trying to eat him. That doesn't go very far.
That doesn't happen in everyday life?
No, it's not, unfortunately, one of those things.
I got two things, movie history, I just want to touch on, if you don't mind. This day in movie history, May 16, 88, Top Gun was released. Mm. And then who would have thought last year we got an amazing sequel in Maverick.
Let me stop you for a second.
Sure.
Do you think Mission Impossible will reach the same heights as Maverick?
No, but it'll be good. It'll be good, and it'll do well, but I don't think it'll touch the collective nerve in this country like Top Gun Maverick. I think Top Gun Maverick came out at the right time, post-COVID. People wanted to go back to the movies for at least a big popcorn movie, and it just worked on multiple levels, I think. It's hard to recreate that feeling, although I have heard buzz that Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny has a similar feel for its core audience that Maverick did, which I think would be awesome if that happens. One other thing, this week in movie history, the theatrical movie MASH was released at the Cannes Film Festival, premiered at the Cannes Film Festival this day, 1970, directed by Robert Altman, starring Elliot Gould. Good film. The TV show, I think, was even more infamous, better.
Well, listen, there's good, there's bad, and there's ugly, and sometimes they make them all into one movie. They've been playing on the Grit channel, all those old Clint Eastwood movies with Lee Van Cleef being the bad guy and Eli Wallach, and there's something about those. They're so silly, but yet there's, it's just, and you can see the same thing happening over and over again, and yet there's something to it, frankly. I can't put my finger on it. Jackie Chan. Go ahead. You got one. Yep.
Okay. Jennifer Lopez has a new Netflix movie called The Mother, and it did very well. 2.8 million households tuned in his first 2 days.
But how many people would have gone to the theater to see in addition to that? Come on.
Yeah, no, I agree. But to put that in perspective, Knives Out, which was a huge movie, Daniel Craig, 2.6 million in his first 2 days on Netflix. So Jennifer Lopez is still a very solid draw.
Absolutely. So is Ben Affleck. Imagine them doing a movie together again.
Well, his latest movie sort of bombed in theaters, but they didn't do any P&R because they just didn't want to spend the money.
Well, you're talking about that one about the Air Jordan?
No. He just did a movie called, a Robert Rodriguez movie called Hypnotic. It's like a mystery thriller that opened this weekend. It only did like $2.6 million.
I didn't even see that.
They didn't market it. So it was dumped into theaters. It's a $90 million movie, Doug. So if you do them at $90 million production budget, 2.6 box office, that's called the tax write-off.
Well, it's kind of nuts. If there was a guy working for me that came up with that plan, I'd fire him. That's not the plan that makes any sense at all.
I jump on board on that one.
All right, thank you, Chucker. Chuck Curry here, our movie man, Movie Moments on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.